Thank you and good morning. If you're a resident of Trinity County, there stands a good chance that you live in an area that is affected by wildfire. There are three major fire complexes burning in and around Trinity County, fires that have burned more than 125,000 acres and forced the evacuation of residents from several small communities. On Tuesday, the Trinity County Sheriff's Office issued a press release about a new fire that has forced the evacuations of residents around Weaverville, west of Highway 299, and closed down roads in the area of Oregon Mountain. The River Root and Mad River fire complexes have scorched vast areas of national forest land, and more than 1,500 personnel are assigned to those blazes, with another 1,000 firefighters battling the Gaskie and Nikowitz fires burning to the north. Those fires have burned more than 22,000 acres combined. Smoke pollution remains a concern, and unhealthy air quality alerts have been issued for Hayfork, Higham Palm, Salyer, Hawkins Bar, Denny, and Mad River. Willow Creek, Hoopa, and Dinsmore in Humboldt County are being affected by poor air quality as well. Humboldt County District Attorney Maggie Fleming said that revenue from Measure Z would allow her to hire more staff, particularly more experienced lawyers, to serve as deputy district attorneys. Fleming has announced that her office has hired Dave Christensen, a lawyer with 20 years' experience, along with 11 years as a prosecutor with Inyo and San Joaquin counties. Fleming plans on hiring additional deputy DAs along with clerical staff and investigators with revenue from Measure Z. There are eight candidates running for three seats on the Board of Commissioners for the Humboldt Bay Harbor and Recreation District. One of those candidates, Nick Angeloff, will officially kick off his campaign with an event at the Samoa Cookhouse this afternoon at 12:15. Angeloff says that increasing the amount of freight that moves through the harbor, securing regular dredging to keep the harbor viable, and economic development along the bay are the focus of his campaign. Angeloff is challenging incumbent Patrick Higgins for the 2nd District seat on the Board of Commissioners. Eureka police arrested two people, discovered a honey oil hash lab, along with a stash of drugs and confiscated cash after serving a search warrant at a residence in the 100 block of I Street in Eureka on Tuesday morning. Officers contacted and arrested 37-year-old Caleb Hanovic and 22-year-old Lindsay McIntyre Morgan at the scene. Both were booked for possession and possession for sale. Officers carried away heroin, hash, and methamphetamine, all packaged for sale, with a street value between $6,000 and $8,000. Officers also found a hash lab and $1,000 in cash at the scene. Sheriff's deputies are searching for two men wanted in connection with the assault of a third man that left the victim with injuries across his body after being beaten with baseball bats at a homeless encampment near Garberville on Monday night. Deputies contacted the victim at Gerald Phelps Hospital, and he identified the two assailants as adult males, one who goes by the nickname Lunchbox, and the second who goes by the name Lucas. The victim is in stable condition. Anyone with information about the assault or the suspects is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The county has pledged money for a revenue guarantee, private citizens have donated to ensure the county has money for a revenue guarantee, and local businesses have also ponied up to ensure there is a revenue guarantee, but Humboldt County is still without an airline deal. Supervisor Virginia Bass said that those private donors were invited to a meeting recently to get an update on negotiations between the county and interested airlines. She said there is reason for optimism.
In that brief hour, you know, there's a whole history of why it's challenging and why airports are struggling all over. But the best part, you know, of course, was at the end, was we've had three conversations with people who are really interested in serving our community. They just have to make sure that the numbers could work for them. And there's work that has to be done, but I think the fact that there were three conversations in 1 week is a really good indicator that there's interest.
Bass also said that the balance between what's best for the county and an airline's bottom line remains elusive.
I think it's changing from the perspective that their business plans are seeming to change all the time. Their capacity that they want to have, you know, I think they're constantly adjusting in order to make it work for them. You do have the historical trend, but we got to get them numbers and show that we're a good place for them to be.
The focus remains on getting increased daily air service because of the importance reliable aviation plays in the economic health of rural communities. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.